Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I am your hostess, Miss Behaven. Welcome to my Red Room. Welcome. I hope everyone is enjoying their day. Here in Chicago, the weather has been beautiful. It's been lovely. It's been sexy. It's been really relaxing. I mean, we had some spring rain, but the sun came back out and shined on us and made it all right. So I just want to thank you guys for checking in tonight and spending a little time. How are you doing? How are you doing out there? Are you doing all right? I hope you are. As always, I'm always grateful to have listeners who keep checking in with me either through Facebook or text and or just logging in to Blog Talk Radio and giving their input into the topics. It's been a joy. It's been a great journey, and we're just going to keep doing it long and strong, making sure that we cover some bases and making sure that we just keep loving on each other, getting the information out there, what's going on. So make sure you share this. Make sure you share the episode with your folks and let them listen in. Don't be self, okay? Don't be all stingy with me. You know, you can share me. So share me as many times as you like. Keep liking and make sure you follow. Make sure you follow so you can get updates on all the episodes and, you know, and get some information and get some tips so you can listen in through your ear and bring it on down to your heart, all the way down to your growing area and all those love devices that we use to make us feel good. So that's what I wanted to share with you. Keep sharing me, you guys. Keep sharing me. Don't be selfish. Please don't be selfish. The purpose of this show is to spread love, talk about love, and be all about love. So let's keep doing that. Let's keep that energy going. Okay? Okay. So for those of you who are just tuning in and just hearing about this show, we are talking about sex, of course. And last week, I had some men call in and give their input about love, dating, and sex. And so this week, tonight, it's all about the ladies. So the ladies, it's your turn to speak out and give us your opinion, your thoughts, your experiences, and share some information with us, men and women, about what's going on and what you like and dislike. So this is an open dialogue, no judgments passed. We all are here for one reason, to gain something and also to give, okay? So before we get started, I got to ask you the most important question of the evening. Are you drinking anything? Do you have your glass? That's very, very important. I need to make sure that, you know, you're connected with me and you have your sip going on. So whether you have your glass of wine, whether you have a glass of or a cup of beer or a can of beer or a cocktail, this is the cocktail hour. This is when you unwind and you unleash your inhibitions. You unleash your inhibitions, you guys. So I need you to do that for me. Please, please, please. So make sure you have your glass. Tonight, what am I drinking? I am drinking a glass of cab. I'm keeping it red. I was red last week. I'm red tonight. So I'm cabbing it out. I'm cabbing it out. But next week I might go lighter. I might do something with a Riesling or a Chardonnay. So make sure you join me on that too. Make sure you do that too. Or non-alcoholic beverages, that's fine too. If you want to just have some pop or you know, some tea, that's fine too. I'm a strong advocate when it comes to wine. I love wine. Okay. So don't mind me. Tonight's topic, we'll be back on that. She says, so women discuss love, dating, and sex. So, we know, women could be misunderstood at times, but it doesn't mean that we don't know what we want from a man. So, it takes some time and patience, you guys, you know. Just bear with us, but things that we need to share with the men so they know. So, they know better and do better. And it's also vice versa. So, ladies, there are some things that maybe we need to do better so we know better. In the near future. So it goes both ways. This is not a man-bashing night. It's nothing like that. This is all about expressing what we need to do to to do the do, to do the do, okay? What are some dating myths? What are some dating myths that you have experienced or have heard? Some dating myths that I've heard are, you know, on the first date, the woman should not or should pay for half of the date. And I shouldn't say myths. I shouldn't say it like that. But some people have different ways of dating, right? So we've heard, you know, a woman should not pull out her pocketbook at all, should not offer to pay on the first date or go Dutch. What are some other ones? What are some other dating myths that we hear? And I want to hear from you. I want to know what are your thoughts on that? Do you believe that a woman should contribute to the date? You think she should go Dutch, if even though the gentleman asked her out? Do you believe that a woman should also offer to pay and pay her half if they go out to dinner and the bill is $100 or so? Should she pay her 50 and include the tip as well? Do you believe, ladies, on the first date that a man should pick you up and go on a date? Or are you okay with meeting him? Does that still count as a date? Does it negate the fact that, you know, you're driving, you're burning your gas to go? How do you look at that? Would you still be cool with that? Would you look at the man differently just because he offered to take you out, but you guys got to meet up? Some women, you know, don't want the man to know where they live, not on the first date. You know, she still want to feel him out, so she don't want him coming to her crib and finding out where she lives or her schedule or her family and things like that. We get it, you know, precautions. So meeting him in a neutral place, is that okay? What are your thoughts on that? Women, have you ever approached a man and asked him on a date? And if so, did you pay for the date? You asked him out. Men have told me plenty of times that a woman has asked him out, and he still pays. He still pays. He still stands as a gentleman and makes sure that he covers the bill. And I'm sure there are some men out there who feel like, she asked me out. She taking me out. I'm here for the ride. I'm chilling. I'm not spending anything. How do you feel about that? Ladies, do you feel like he's being a bum about it? And that whole, you know, gentleman thing and the chivalry thing is all gone. How do you feel about that? So there have been some things that women tell men, okay? And men, you know, if you're listening, take note. Take note. There are some women who have some thoughts about men who do certain things or act a certain way. So women tell men, you know, she tells her male friends, the number one rule, be yourself. Be yourself. You know, just, you know, if you're not as smooth as Denzel Washington, you don't feel like you're just as smooth as Denzel Washington, or you don't have that swag like whoever, you know, whoever got swag. You know, I can go on and on, but I'm not trying to make it about me and my fantasies. Be yourself. Be yourself, you guys. Men, we try to impress and all that stuff, but you know, ladies, their thing is be yourself. We like you like for a man to pay attention to the small things, the little details, you know. I find it very complimentary when I'm out and the man I'm interested in mentions, you know, oh, you got a new pair of earrings on. Oh, you know, I like that outfit. Oh, you got your hair done. Really nice. Small things. Oh, different lip color. Looks sexy on you. You know, brings out your eyes, you know. Those things, that matters a lot to women. Those little small details that we feel like, oh, he's not going to notice. But deep down inside, I think us ladies, we want him to notice small things, because those small things speak volumes. Ladies, we put so much work into making sure we're looking good and feeling good, don't we? And, you know, we can spend, you know, a couple of hours in the hair salon, or an hour in getting our nails done, our feet done, and, you know, or going shopping to find that right outfit. And then we go on a date with this man that we're so into. And the only thing he's like, oh, you look nice. I swear, for me, I'm just like, dude, you do not even understand what I just went through just to have this together. And the only thing you can muster out of your mouth, oh, you look nice. I mean, maybe wouldn't that piss you off? But that's it? I like some small, you know, just say something. Ooh, you know, something small. Doesn't have to be major, but I can go on a rant about just that second. I think us women want men to have clear intentions. Have some clear and honesty about your intentions from the very beginning. What are your intentions with me? And, you know, that's a real question. That's a true question. Find out, you know, ladies, you know, what's going on in your head? What you want? What you want? What you need? And I just wish men would really, you know, really take heed to that. And this is what I'm hearing from the ladies. The ladies are telling me this. And take time to know her. Feel her out and see, okay, where I want to be with her. This is a two-way street, I understand. So while she's checking you out, you're checking her out. Is this someone you want to be with long-term, or this is only someone you see just for a short period of time? But whatever it is, you still got to feel her out. Men, remember that women are emotional creatures. I am definitely queen of emotions, okay? My zodiac sign is Cancer. We are known as the biggest crybabies of the zodiac. I don't want to really say that. I just feel like that we love hard. We love hard and we love deeply. And then to top that off, female. So you put all that together. We are emotional creatures. So we feel differently than men. We feel differently. We see things differently. So men, be more empathetic to our emotional needs. Friendship plays a really big part. I find that being a friend with a guy that you're, you know, attracted to, being his friend first is awesome. I mean, you get to learn about his quirks, and he gets to learn about your quirks and all your bad habits. You know, we all have some weird habits. They'd be like, what the hell are you doing? But we dig it because they're being genuine. And then you can be silly with them at any given moment. You can just have fun with them. All of that stuff. It's awesome, you know? So think about those things. friendship is everything. And guys, let her in. Let her in. Let her know what's going on with you. And don't leave her dangling. If you're not into her, don't lead her on. We don't like that. That's just not a good look. Don't dangle me. Don't sit there and put me in the title of in the meantime, in between time girl. You know, either I'm in or out. But don't dangle a woman, you know, just as a break in case of emergency type of situation. We don't like that, okay? Don't do that. You know, oh, here's one thing that I find that is a pet peeve of a lot of women, including myself. Men, take initiative. Take initiative when planning a date. Don't be a lazy dater. Don't do the, well, what do you want to do? You know, whatever you want to do, I'm cool. Or whatever, you look it up. You know, sometimes we just want to sit back and let you be the man and take initiative. Plan a date. You know, when a man plans a date, that transmits into a woman's mind as, he's showing me interest. He likes me. He's taking the time to get to know me. And he's being creative. He's showing me that he can plan something without me holding his hand, or he's not doing the Netflix and chill deal. So think about that, guys. Think about, you know, planning a date with the lady that you're interested in. Another pet peeve of ladies when it comes to men, and ladies, you know, chime in. You know, if I'm missing something, please, 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 please call in or chat and let me know. Respect my time. Ladies, we are so busy. You know, some of us are single mothers. Some of us are just have families that we just need to take care of. You know, we got parents. We got organizations that we're dealing with. We're running a business. We're running all types of things. We're pretty much just running the world. We're running the world. And a man comes along and don't respect your time. I know that bothers a lot of you. If he tells you 6 o'clock he's going to arrive, and if he decides to stroll in about 7-ish and think that's okay, that's not respecting time. And I don't know about you, but, you know, I can't do the, oh, it's okay. No, the date is off. Unless you've gotten a flat tire, unless, you know, there's an accident on the roadway and you are just at a standstill, fine, we will reschedule, but always communicate. You make that phone call. If you know you're running late, call the lady. Let her know you're running late. Call her. Do not do the punk-ass move of sending a text talking about, I'm late. If you're on a date, just give her a call. You know, show some sincerity. Be a little bit courteous and hear her out. Because sometimes with text messaging, honestly, we all know, it can be misconstrued, you know, if you're saying running late 5 minutes or, you know, I'll be there at 5 o'clock. You know, sometimes it may read off as being short and, you know, you just don't want that communication breakdown. I always feel like just respect the time, and, you know, she, of course, has to respect yours as well. Value time. And listen, all of us, We are born to listen, but sometimes we just want to just hear ourselves talk. We just want to hear ourselves talk. We want to get our point across so bad that we will literally talk over each other because we got to make this point. So, you know, think about that. Listen to each other and get that communication going, right? But communication is called active listening, okay? Not just hearing the person, but having active listening, okay? What else is there? It's okay to feel something. It's okay to feel something. If you're feeling something for that person, ladies, we can sense it from a guy sometimes. Sometimes we just want them to just say it, express themselves, right? You know, if we have to play mind games or play charades, try to figure out what body language he's giving off, what vibe he's giving, you know, get it out, ask him. Or, you know, better yet, guys, we need you to just say it. Whatever you're feeling, if she's been on your mind, tell her. You know, that would put a pep in her step. Man, that would put a pep in her step. So make sure you do that. Don't you agree? If there are any other pointers, ladies, that you would like to give men, call in at area code 657-383-0398. Give us your feedback. What do you think that is missing? Men need some help on. You know, we're here to help each other out. And of course, also, ladies, if you have tips for other ladies, you know, of what you found to be most helpful, I want to hear from you. You know, let me know what's going on with you and how you handle certain situations according to any of these tips that I've given you. Okay. I would love to know what your thoughts are on that. I think that we have different needs, men and women, and do we have different needs or the same needs? We have the same needs, but we want to receive it differently. So if we're in this monogamous relationship, obviously we both agree to it, and we want mutual respect, communication, the love and affection, and all that good stuff that goes along with it. Women want to receive it a certain way. Men want to receive it a certain way. How? Women, how do you want to receive it? I really need to know that. How do you receive it? Men, how do you receive the love? How do you want to receive the love and the attention? How does it make you feel when you know that you're being respected? You know what I mean? There are just certain ways that we want to be dealt with, right? We want to be handled a certain way. Some of us, we want the aggressive approach. Some of us want the, you know, not so aggressive, but still, we want some directness to it. And I think it's a characteristic. I think it's a personality deal. But we all can agree that mutual love, respect, and that communication is number one priority. And, you know, in self-respect, you have to respect yourself. You have to. So now, now that I got that out the way, all right, I think that, let's talk about dating. Ladies, I think that there are questions that should be asked on date with men. First off, first date should never be someplace loud. going to a club, no, that's not ideal. First date should not be at a club. How can you get to know someone at a club? There's so many distractions, loud music, half-naked people, you know, drunk people. It's just, that's not romantic at all. Now, if you want there to kick it, I get it. But first date should not be at a club. That's just a no-no for me. someplace where you can sit down and actually have real dialogue. Now, last week, one of our callers, one of the men, had said that on the first date, he does not mind going to, like, Starbucks or Panera and just having coffee or tea or whatever and just sitting down, having a conversation to get to know the woman. And after, you know, the first hour or whatever, if he feels like, okay, she is a prospective person I would like to date, then he will continue on and then, you know, date her. But, you know, if not, then he pays the bill and go separate ways. Fair enough. No harm, no foul. But at least you get to know the person. So, ladies, when you're on that first date, what questions do you ask a guy? What questions do you ask? Now, I feel like, you know, one woman should know what she wants, you know, what type of man she wants to date. And, you know, as opposed to the physical aspect, we know we want a man who looks good and turn us on and all that lusciousness. We want all that. We want to know what his mouth do. We want to know what he's like in bed. Yes, we will get to that. But first, let's hear what he has to say. What's going on in his brain? Some of the questions that you should ask a guy. I would not be afraid to ask a guy, you know, what are your short-term goals in life? You're not asking him anything too personal, like what is his credit score or what's his social security number. You're literally just asking him, where do you see yourself in within a year? What are your short-term goals? What are you trying to do? What's going on with you? That gives him an opportunity to what? Talk about himself. So now you're showing interest into what he's interested in. Then go on and ask him, what are your long-term goals? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you, are you planning on, you know, extending your short-term goal into something larger or whatever? If he said that he wants to start working at this corporation, does he see himself owning a business similar to that organization? Those are things that are valid, and it gives you an idea what that he's a goal-setting man. You want someone with goals. If a person does not have any goals, what's the point? His goal is just to be in your pants. So get some goals set up, right? And it's okay to ask him, you know, what are your views on relationships? You know, his certain relationships that he has with his family, you know. Hey, you know, oh, you got siblings. Oh, that's cool. Are you guys, you know, close in age? You know, and then they go off into their childhood sometimes. Some of them will say that they had a really great childhood and how, you know, the big brother always beat them up, but they, you know, they're very competitive now, you know, things like that. What's his relationship with his mother, his father? And if you really want to get into, you know, religion, you know, are you spiritually based? You know, if that's important to you, then ask them. Ask them what are your views on that? And if you want to continue, you know, as the night or the day progresses, depending on, you know, when you go on this date, ask him, so what do you think about me? What's on your mind? What do you think about me? What I mean by that, seriously, just ask, so what do you think about me? And if he says, well, I think that, you know, you're smart, funny, he's going to say all the good things, right, guys? You're going to say what attracted you to her. Or her attracted to you. And find out, you know, where is his head at? And you just want him to talk. You want communication, right? You can also ask, you know, how do you feel? How do you feel about me? You know, and this is as the day progresses. This is not, don't do the whole, I'm running these questions down, you know, line by line, all within 10 minutes. It's not like that. Go with the flow, ladies, right? Go with the flow and get him to talk. Take your time, breathe, take a sip, and let it all flow. Let it all flow. So those are just like some quick, like five questions that you can ask on your first date. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that gives you the blueprint whether or not you want to continue on to see this guy. Is he good for date number two? Is he only good just to be in the friend zone? We all know about that friend zone, right? So is he only good for that? Or hell, is he only good for sex? You know? So it's up to you where you want to put him in that box. With those five questions, you'll know where to put him. And there'll be no doubt. Okay? So I hope that helps for you, ladies. If there are any questions, comments, and suggestions, you know, I'm all open to it. Give me a call, 657-383-0398. And, yes, the chat room is open. The chat room is open. So feel free to call in or give me a chat. Let me know what you're thinking. Okay? So in the meantime, I am going to refill my glass. And we're going to take a quick break and take some calls and continue on. And we are going to talk about sex and relationships and dating. So we are going to talk about orgasms. Yes, we are talking about orgasms because I think that in relationships with men and women, they need to know about, you know, how to turn their partner on. So we're going to talk about orgasms. So all the nastiness will begin in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. And I will talk to you in a few minutes.
Mind. Get on my baby. The night.
Okay, we are back. We are back. Whew, you know, Silk. Do you remember that? Do you remember that song by Silk? Oh, my goodness. I had to play that song. It brought so many good memories. Such an old school classic. Love it, love it, love it. So, welcome back. We are talking about She Says, Women Discuss Love, Dating, and Sex. I am your hostess, Miss Behaven. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So good to have you guys on board with me. As promised, before the break, I mentioned that we're just going to go right into sex because that's one of my favorite topics, right? So when it comes to sex, men and women, listen to this now, okay? You need to know your erogenous zones. You can't start having sex with folks and you don't even know your erogenous zones. You need to know what makes you feel good. Do you know what erogenous zones mean? This is where your erogenous zones are your areas on your body that elicit sexual sensations. That's pretty much it. So it's just telling your body what it's feeling, right? For most people, there are just a few specific areas that when they're touched, it brings this arousal to their bodies. Obviously, one of the most common spots are your genitalia, right? But there are some erogenous zones that can be tapped into. Erogenous zones tend to be areas in your body that have a lot of nerve endings, okay? So they are areas where the nerve endings are closest to the surface of the skin. Therefore, they're more accessible. These nerves are just, you know, obviously the penis, the testicles, the clitoris, the labia, and the vagina. But there are other areas that are common erogenous zones. So let me read them off for you. Let me share that with you. Ears. Ears are, it is an erogenous zone. Trust me. It works. Feet and toes. Groin area. Hands and fingers. The inside of the thighs, your lips, your tongue, mouth, neck. For men, the perineum, the pubic mound, the sacrum, scalp, your shoulders, the small of your back, your spine, your stomach, your thighs, your underarms, and even the underside of your elbows or your forearms and your wrists. So what do you need to do to find out where your erogenous zones are? You need to discover your body, right? It takes some exploration, okay? So make it a priority to set aside some time. Yes, that. When you say me time to someone, I got to, you know, spend some time with myself. It can be that. It can be that. Learn to listen to your body and be open-minded and be interested in your body. Be curious about your body. Be patient about your body and love on your body. If you're willing to explore, then trust me, you're going to reap the rewards for yourself and for your lover. So, you know, harmonize with your lover by first discovering your erogenous zones, okay? Love on yourself. Love, love, love on yourself. We're going to take a call so we can get some feedback about dating, love, and sex, okay? Hold on for 1 minute. Okay, caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. So, what do you want to say about sex and relationships with men?
Okay, basically coming from a woman's perspective, I think that sex, we integrate it through our emotions mainly, as where men can integrate it through their physical senses and their physical flesh. But I think with women, it's more of a intimate, spiritual, and emotional bond versus how men view it. I mean, together it works, but at the same time, I think that it should be talked about openly with your partner so that they can basically get an understanding as far as, you know, how they view it, because a lot of people do not want to talk about that type of relationship, sex, because they may feel uncomfortable or this and that, and sometimes it's an ego trip with men, but if you bring it or approach it in a mature way, I think the connection will make it that much more stronger.
Mm-hmm. So how do you bring that up? How would you bring it up to your man?
Basically, I would probably say, for example, as far as I always relate sex, well, replace it with the word intimacy. How do you view intimacy? But men, they interpret that different, because intimacy can mean a level of things through different channels. So then if it's interpreted differently, I normally bring up, you know, like, how do you view sex? And then the conversation would be guided from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's only been one time I brought that subject up to one particular person I used to date, but it made him maybe a little bit uncomfortable, so then I had to revert back and just bring it up in a way where it was on me and not him. So, and that worked out better.
Okay, when you say you put it back on you, what do you mean by that?
Meaning that I wanted to share, you know, my intimacy or my views on it and make it more so like an academic stand versus a life stand. And then that's when it drew him in and we connected on it.
Okay. Okay. Understandable. So just backing up a little bit about the first date deal. How do you feel about first date? Do you believe that a man should pay on the first date, or do you believe in going Dutch?
Well, honestly, in my opinion, I do believe that a gentleman should pay on the first date. And it basically depends on the individual, but as far as me, I feel like if he asks me out, he should be a gentleman and pay on the first date, because I'm old school. So that's why I view it in that perspective.
Okay, so you've never asked a man out?
Honestly, no, I haven't. In all my life, I have never asked a man out.
Okay, okay.
That is a really unique question. Yeah, I never have. It makes me uncomfortable if I did that.
Okay, well, that's understandable.
I could experience.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman, you know, asking a guy out, but it's that whole, the controversy of, so who pays? Does the woman pay since she asked, or do they go Dutch? Does the man, should the man offer to pay even though she asked?
Well, in my standpoint, when I ask, I treat, because my thing is that's how I like typically do it. If I ask, if I would ask a gentleman out or hang out, you know, I'd be like, you know, I'll treat, because I'm the one like, okay, let's hang out. And I have done that, you know, with a personal friend of mine. I have done that. Like, I say, let's go to Starbucks, you know, and then we get to Starbucks. He takes his card out there. No, I'm treating and whatnot, you know, but he never let me do it. So he just does it. So one time he did, you know, when I got to the cashier and just gave him my card at first. So.
Okay.
But
and then and you find nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. Because sometimes I just want to hang out and, you know, appreciate the friend that he is. Because sometimes you need validation as far as appreciation and stuff. I mean, granted, yes, I'm used to being treated like a lady, but if I feel like going to Starbucks, which I did, you know, like 2 weeks ago, I call and let's go to Starbucks, and we go to Starbucks, and I'll pull out my card and I'll treat. But sometimes, you know, they just block my card and say, no, I'll get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right,
but they
right,
appreciate
right.
it. They do appreciate the generosity. They do.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Let's talk about sex.
I'm all for it.
You're all for it. So there are men who have mentioned fantasies. They mention their fantasies to their ladies. You know, hey, I want to do a threesome. Are you down? How do you handle a guy you're dating who mentions that they have a fantasy to fulfill?
And they actually want to fulfill it? Me personally,
yes.
I don't like sharing. It's not my cup of tea. So I'm against it for me because it's not my cup of tea. I would feel like if I'm not all the woman you need, then you can go find someone else that would give you a threesome. Because age, I think, you know, sometimes it has a lot to do with age, and sometimes I'd be surprised it doesn't. So we just had that conversation, too. I had that conversation with a coworker who's a male teacher and told me that he was in a dating relationship and he finally got approached with that fantasy, but he couldn't do it because I respect it. So, but if you're single,
they will say that that fantasy, they want that fantasy, but then they kind of, you know, pull out because it's like, oh, well, I really wasn't talking about like doing it for real.
I know, so. But sometimes it happens. You'd be surprised.
Yep, absolutely. So when it comes to sex, is foreplay important?
Yes, definitely. For me, it is.
Now, please explain to the men who are listening why foreplay is important.
Okay. Foreplay states that you're not all in it for yourself, and it's not a selfish act. You're more selfless. You're thinking of the woman's needs. You're gentle with her. It's more of a connection. It's more of a bond, and it warms us up, you know, to get ready because it's just like such a turnoff when a guy does not do foreplay. It's a turnoff completely. Shut down, cold, that's it, you know, never getting called. Stuff of that nature. We need foreplay. It invites opportunity of, wow, this guy really cares about me. He really knows my needs. So it's more of a, I respect you as a woman. I want to meet your needs, and I just don't want to go for mine.
Right. That's a good point. So there are cases where let's say that you're dating someone and you guys have this really great relationship, and then when it comes to sex, he's not quite pleasing you. Like, he doesn't quite know how to make you come. How do you express that to your lover?
Basically, just be direct. Not direct to a point where it's, you know, hurtful to his
ego. I mean, do you hurt his soul?
Kinda,
I mean, what do you do?
No, like, you know, you normally guide them, but sometimes men get offended with that too. I have a friend where she did that, where she would guide him what to do, and he got offended and like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. But me, I'm going to be direct in a way where we can talk about it openly if we're adults and mature enough. So.
Yeah, I think that it's communication is definitely important. If there is this mutual understanding of what each other's needs are, sex is not just, you know, just pounding, but you need to get to that the big O. How do you get me to the big O? I think that it's the woman's responsibility to know how to make herself come, and that way she can show him how she can come. Now, if she doesn't know, then that's something that they can learn together at the same time. And same for him.
Exactly.
Maybe if he doesn't
you know, if he does not ejaculate, if he doesn't come by having sex with her, then they need to figure out together, you know, what is it that turns him on? Maybe, you know, he needs oral loving. Maybe he needs oral loving before, right before that moment, you know, or maybe they need to do something different. Maybe watching porn. Who knows? But I think that it's the responsibility of each party to learn, okay, what is it that turns them on? If they know what it is that turns them on, then they can teach their lover.
True, very true.
And so, yeah.
But a lot of men don't like to talk about it openly. A lot of men, you know, they just do not, for some odd reason, with their partner or someone that they're in a relationship with, do not like to talk about that openly to women. Our women approach them. So, you know, and I'm trying to figure out why their ego is at stake when they, it's just a, like, open conversation.
If their ego is at stake, then that means they're not getting any punani at all. If they're going to put their ego in front of satisfying me, then that's some brother that I don't need to be with then. Because if he can go screw his ego, he don't need to be screwing me.
I know, because it's crazy.
You go over there and you screw ego and see how that works out for you.
I know, because I'm just like, you know, be mature enough to bring it to the table. They bring a lot of their stuff to the table, and we women normally receive it easily.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. So, what are your biggest faux pas when it comes to sex with men? What is the big turnoff when it comes to sex?
The biggest turnoff is when they do not do foreplay, because it shows that they're selfish, and it's just not a good thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say when they talk a lot. Like when they talk a lot.
You mean,
some people, you know. No, I'm talking like
what, talking during sex? Oh, you don't like dirty talk.
Right.
Okay.
No,
so
just
you basically
talking about basketball and sports, or just talking regular stuff, you know, crazy stuff.
Wait, during sex?
Yeah, I have a serious, literally, I have a friend where this person does that all the time. We used to talk about it all the time, and that's one of the things that broke up marriage up. Literally, the guy used to just, whatever, be there and then watch basketball at the same time. Just talk about sports or talk about it. They went through the motions. He went through the motions rather than being there.
Wait a minute. Now I'm trying to just paint this picture. So you mean to tell me while you're having sex, watching basketball and talking about it?
Right, exactly.
And you didn't choke him out for that?
No, this is my friend. This wasn't me. I was like, she loved the guy so much. So how much are you willing to sacrifice? How much is a woman willing to sacrifice not to be fulfilled the way she needs to be fulfilled? So,
oh my God! So basically, she's just laying there being something to pound. So he's like you said, he's going through the motions while he's multitasking.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so disrespectful. That's so disrespectful.
Right. That's what I said.
Oh wow!
I'm like,
yeah.
I just don't understand how that could not. But for me, the biggest turnoff is not having foreplay. It's got to be foreplay.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest turnoffs for me would be strong body odor.
Oh, yeah.
that's one of the biggest turnoffs for me. I can't get past dirty fingernails. I feel like any man with dirty fingernails, you are not putting that finger inside of me. I don't want it. I don't want it. if your fingernails are dirty and you ain't touched a car, I need you to take a nail brush. I need you to get a fingernail file and clean that before you think about fingering me or putting your hands on me anywhere. Don't think I'm sucking your fingers. Nothing's happening. So, yeah. Someone chimed in, a man, he chimed in and said that sports and sex is kind of hot. That is why they have cheerleaders in sports. That's kind of hot.
Oh, my goodness.
See,
I mean, he can have his girlfriend dress up like a cheerleader now.
Right, yeah. Then do a role play, but do not have television on watching sports while you're literally just using her as a doormat and you're just getting your.
Exactly.
Pretty much in layman's terms, you're getting your dick wet. And you're
mm-hmm.
just having her lay there. She's not getting satisfied, but you're watching TV. That's the most disrespectful, degrading, insulting thing to do to a woman is just to have her lay there while you pound her and you watch sports. On the flip side of it, if that's what she's into and she's dressed like a cheerleader and he's fantasizing over one of those cheerleaders on television, and so she's dressed like that and she's all for it, then go ahead. Maybe that's what she needs to do. Maybe she needs to do a special cheer for him.
Exactly.
but he needs to also have a football
basketball.
Player's body. Tell him to have a football
exactly.
player's body. Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious. That's something else. So, but yes, caller. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us some input on what men should not do and women can do to make it work. I really appreciate you calling
Thank
in.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. So there you have it, folks. So you have there's some sex faux pas, okay? And, you know, ladies, don't be a doormat. Don't be a doormat, you know. Sex is supposed to be a mutual thing. It's supposed to be pleasurable on both aspects. If you're just laying there, you just being a lay, come on now. You know, that's pretty much the equivalent to him just might as well having sex with himself, okay? So, I'm not going to even like promote that. I don't support that. How are you guys doing out there? You guys doing okay? I hope you're doing okay. I guess we should also talk about safe sex, right? We all know, we all grown. Safe sex, safer sex. Do you have that discussion with your partner? Do you ask them questions about testings and their sexual activity? Those are important points to make too. You know, we can unleash, but we don't need to unleash certain demons to harm us, right? So you're still out here having fun, but you also need to protect yourself. So make sure those are some things that you also discuss. And I'm not talking about those that being like one of the five questions you ask on the first date. You know, give it some time. Don't ask on the first date. Hey, how's your bill of health? When was the last time you get your you know, penis checked out? No. The art of sensuality. I think it's important. Sensuality is defined as the gratification of the senses. So, indulge in your senses, ladies and gentlemen. Indulge in your senses. Pleasure comes from just not just pleasuring the person, but also pleasuring yourself. So, What are ways to create this, the art, be the master of sensuality? Create an environment. Create a sensual environment. I find that when I, if I am dating a man and, you know, he asked me to come over and, you know, we know we're about to get into something. I did mention, you know, a man's fingernails need to be clean, right? But I also look at his home. I walk into his home. Is it clean? Is it clutter-free? He's asking me over. He's asking me over, and he knows that I want to do some things for him. How's his house? I want a clean and clutter-free home when I walk over there or walk through that door. This is part of foreplay, gentlemen. A lady likes to feel like you've taken the time to prepare for her. You prepared a love sanctuary. You prepared a place for her to feel safe, to feel sexy, and feel desired. So think about that. So try to, you know, clean. Try to clean and, you know, take care of all the distractions that she may find throughout your home, whether it's a bunch of paperwork or whatever. You know, put it away. Put it away. Don't leave it on the dining room table. You're trying to have a candlelight dinner and you have your laptop open and things like that. You don't need all that. Clean your entire home and have specific, be very specific and focus on your bedroom. If that's where you're going to play with her, you make sure that bedroom is on point, especially the bathroom. Make sure the bathroom, because she's going to need to freshen up and get herself together in the bathroom. Make sure that bathroom is straight, okay? So clean that bedroom. Clean that bathroom. Make it a place where your mind is clear enough to really enjoy her. Make sure that your place is clean so her mind is clear. Whatever, she could be having a messed up day earlier, but she is coming to your home, sanctuary, love palace, sex cave, whatever you want to call it, to be ravished. Okay, she is ready to be ravished. Decorate your love nest, whatever that may be. It could be just adding small little tokens, candles, you know, soft pillows, a blanket. If you're into BDSM, you know about aftercare. You know that sometimes we just need to be cuddled afterwards, after a nice long session of spanking and tying up and all that wonderful, exciting things that we do. So make sure that you have a place of comfort, okay, a place of comfort. And make sure that it's something that compliments you. Your place tells her who you are, okay? So think about that. Your place does that. Set the tone, set the lighting. Have romantic lighting. That's very essential when it comes to creating a romantic mood in your home. Whether you have overhead lights, whether you have dimmers, a tea candle, use that to your advantage and set the ambiance. So she's relaxed, you're relaxed, and you guys can just lay back. You can have some scented oils or scented candles, essential oils burning, to give that mood, okay? Set that mood. All right, and what do we love? Okay, our caller talked about foreplay. Foreplay comes in all different, you know, shapes and sizes, right? Sensual massages, we love those, okay? To give your partner a full body massage, that's something that we all can appreciate. You can either have the massage take place on the floor or on the bed. have a sheet or a towel, some massage oil or lotion, a pillow, did I say towel? Make sure you have a towel. And have your lover lay and just relax. And just rub them. Rub them with massage oil or massage lotion. There are plenty of oils that has some really good base aromas. And let's see. I think I have a list here that I can give you. massage oils. I know which one that you should use. What about rose? Rose is a good one, or sandalwood. Rose oil is it's expensive. It can be kind of expensive because it's distilled from several thousand rose petals. Okay, and but you can buy the rose oil in a massage lotion or oil and add this to your love session. And this rose oil has a rich, deep base, floral, and so it's sweet. It has that sweet thing going. Another favorite of mine is sandalwood. Now, sandalwood is best known for its relaxing and meditative component. It has a woodsy aroma. This is often used in places of worship. But the base is deep, and you can definitely add this oil into a bath. So think about like doing a session in the bathtub with your lover. That would be really sexy. Get some essential oils. So either like rose oil, or sandalwood oil, and make sure it's a real thing. Don't get that synthetic stuff. Don't shortcut. Don't bootleg your love making, okay? Don't bootleg your love making. You know, get the real thing and put it on your lover's body as a massage, or add it into your bathtub and you guys can take a nice hot bath together. So these essential massages work, okay? When the caller mentioned about foreplay, that's something you can really check into. Doing some light caressing, some massaging, and or another sense of foreplay is using lotions or oils that has that's edible. You know, you can taste it, like almond oil. That's something you can do too. So that's use almond oil and. Or whatever fruity base you can get from the toy store. If you have a nut allergy and you can't use almond oil, then make it do what it do, y'all. Another favorite of mine, a foreplay, is self-explanatory, but sometimes it is overlooked. The sensual art of kissing. Kissing is a way to begin to explore the merging of your sexual energies. Okay, so you listen to yourself, listen to each other, and you create this this tongue dance. Think about that. So you're starting this new connection with your partner by just kissing. Explore through kissing. Do not be prepared. I mean, do not be afraid. Be prepared for the kiss. The kiss is important. Now, I must admit that in my earlier years, I was not a big fan of kissing. I shied away from it. And I've learned over the years to kiss openly as opposed to just kissing and just kind of shortcutting it. But once I've released myself to just openly kiss, my heart pounded faster. I felt warmth. I felt tingling. I got turned on. I get completely turned on because that's all I wanted to do, but just kiss. Just kiss, kiss, kiss. And I literally could explode just from kissing. If I left myself open, you can be vulnerable to it. So think about that. But, you know, make sure you care for those lips, y'all. Make sure you care for those lips. Make sure those lips are nice and soft. You can't just be going around kissing and your lips are rough and everything. You got to, you know, moisturize, lick them lips. What else? What are some other, like, foreplay methods that you use? I'd like to know that. Would it be, oral loving? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We can talk about oral loving, but we are going to say that for next week's show. The art of seduction, flirting. The art of flirting, giving your lover that eye contact. This is for men and women, you know. Let's stare at each other. Flirting is enticing your lover. It can be expressed through this vibrant sexual energy, just by being cute. You're being cute. It's the fun way to start to get the juices flowing. You're doing some things with your eyes. You're doing the fluttering of the eyelids, a little smile. Maybe it's even in the way that you dress. I think certain things that we wear, we get to really be a badass. You know, my inner Rihanna comes out when I wear certain things. Okay, I don't look anything like Rihanna, but I swear I think she's a badass when it comes to her stage shows, and she's just overly confident, overly sexed, and exudes, you know, that flirtiness and that tease. And if you're a person like me who, like, yes, I exude that. I want what I want, and I'm going to get what I get because I see it. And that's what you do. You give your man or you give your woman that eye contact. And, you know, men, you know, you're like that LL Cool J. When LL Cool J is always licking his lips, I swear. Hold on, let me take a sip. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. When LL Cool J licks his lips, all the women fall out. Maybe it was just me, but I fell out. So, whatever, if it's your inner LL Cool J or James Todd Smith or your inner Riri or Rihanna, do it. Do it. Give that flirtatious look. The art of flirting is... It's never, don't underestimate the power of that flirting. The flirtatious talk, it's the suggestive conversation, you know. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Love it. Love it. Dress up or down when you're with your partner. I think that with couples, when they start dating, they get so comfortable. They get so comfortable with each other that they lose that art of wonder and that creativity and just dating. They forget to date each other. Don't ever forget to date your partner. If you've been in a relationship for a year, how did you get your woman? How did you get your man? Continue doing it. Keep dating and bring on that sense of wonder. And bring a little fire. You know, do some little things that make them wonder and make them think about it for the rest of the day. Do something in the morning, like literally, like, ladies, jump on your man in the morning before he goes to work. Kiss him passionately. You know, show him your new red panties or whatever, and send him on his way. I swear, his day at work, he's going to be thinking about them red panties and the way that you kissed him, that he might have to meet you for lunch. He's going to have to take off work early. He's going to all of a sudden catch a cold and he needs to go. He's going to think about you all day. So always keep it exciting. And men, same thing. Ladies, we get so wrapped up into our busy schedule with the kids and work and everything. But we want our man to still be that knight in shining armor. Men, you know, don't get lazy. Don't start thinking, well, she got me and my dirty drawers. So what? Don't be lazy about it. Court her, date her, make her feel good and look good for her. Take the time to look good for her, because she's definitely looking good for you, okay? And, yes, look good for each other, you guys. And, men, don't forget to spank that booty before you leave the house. Don't forget to spank the booty. So those are my little tidbits when it comes to dating, love, and sex, or the opposite sex. You know, the men have their turn, the ladies, or my caller and myself, we put in our two cents to let you know. And I think they're valid. I think that, you know, we speak for some ladies who are challenged by certain aspects of dating, love, and sex, and just need to re-energize, just kind of get that boost again, right? And we all have that rut. We all go through it. So it's not, don't feel alone. Don't feel judged. This is what we all face in one point of our lives, in one point in our relationships. So, said, unleash, but do it responsibly, do it responsibly, and understand that it's okay to do self-love checks. That way you know how someone can love you. And what I mean by self-love, I don't just mean masturbation. Self-love, okay? Love on yourself, and they will love on you the way you want to be loved. Now, flip side, masturbation. Yes, self-love. Yes, self-love. I'm a strong advocate for masturbation. If there was a commercial right now, I would talk about masturbation. I think that masturbation is important for the man and the woman. Learn your body. That way the person that you're with will learn what pleases you. Communicate that. If you're uncomfortable discussing your sexual needs, how in the hell are you comfortable having sex with that person? Communicate. I don't understand how people can be uncomfortable discussing it, but then comfortable opening their legs to get it. You know what I mean? If you're going to have sex, also have the sex talk. Right. That's my two cents. My two cents. Now that we get that all out the way, how are you guys doing out there? I hope you're doing okay. That's good. So I want to thank you all for tuning in, listening into the show. And I hope that some of these tips are helpful, and I hope you've been entertained and educated and tickled by tonight's episode, and walk away with some tidbits that you can use into your own red room. I hope so. Just a few things. If you would like to promote your business or your services, please send me an email, okay? Unleash, what is my email? Unleash your inhibitions at gmail.com. Okay. please check in with me on that. And Unleash Your Inhibitions, the show, will be coming up soon. Yes, soon we will be talking about that. I'm sorry. The email address is unleashradio@gmail.com. My Facebook is Unleash Your Inhibitions. So there you go. So like and follow on Unleash Your Inhibitions on Facebook. Send me an email at unleashradio@gmail.com. And make sure that you let me know what your thoughts are. And also follow on Blog Talk Radio, Unleash Your Inhibitions, so you have notifications for the upcoming shows. Speaking of upcoming shows, our next show will be about what? Oral sex. Yes, oral sex. We are talking about oral loving, y'all. We are talking about getting head, giving head. And it's going to be explicit. It's going to be juicy. It's going to be yummy. And we are going to hear from male and female guests about some wonderful tips on oral sex. You learn about all of it. You learn about deep throating. You learn about gag reflex, all that. So I hope that you tune in next week. And make sure you share and like on this episode and let your people know that Unleash Your Misbehaving is happening. And I will check with you next week. Again, thank you. Unleash Your Inhibition, Foreplay Poetry, all coming up soon. Check out my book on Amazon called Unleash, the Collection of Seductive Poetry. I am Misbehaving. Take care and take care of yourselves.